You nailed it, Cy. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. As we welcome you back to Waconia, the Union Hill Bulldogs have taken to the field. Randall, let's meet these squads.
All right, for the Kimball Express, they are managed by Tom Marquardt. Austin Rulia lead it off in left field. Tommy Friesen bats second in right field. Jordan Joseph will bat third. He's at shortstop. Ben Johnson bats fourth. He's on the mound today. Doing the pitching, Scott Marquardt batting fifth at second base. Adam Beyer bats sixth. Over at first base, Cade Marquardt will bat seventh, doing the catching. Zach Dingman batting eighth as the DH, and Brooke Marquardt will bat ninth. He's in center field. Michael Hoffman will play third. He's being DH for today. Rulli, Friesen, and Joseph, Ben Johnson, Scott Marquardt, and Adam Beyer, Cade Marquardt, Zach Dingman, Brooks Marquardt with Michael Hoffman at third. For the Union Hill Bulldogs, leading it off will be Joe Becker at third base. Conrad Mossberg will bat second. He's the DH. Nathan Berg bats third. At short, Nate Leo bat fourth. He's the first baseman. Adam Giesen will bat fifth. In center field, batting sixth will be Jack Kreitzen. He's in right field. Batting seventh, Jacob Becker at second base. Jack Giesen bats eighth, doing the catching. Derek Mossberg will bat ninth. He is in left field. And Conrad Mossberg will do the pitching today. He is on the mound. Becker, Mossberg, and Berg, Lee, Giesen, and Kreitzen. We have Becker, Giesen, and Mossberg, and Conrad Mossberg on the mound. He will face the Kimball left fielder, Austin Rulli, and with the play-by-play, it's Kirby Hamish.
Well, thank you, Randy, as Conrad Mossberg's first offering of the afternoon in there for a strike as we are underway, and underway early, Randall, as a 10:57 start time, as the one-strike pitch missing. Evening it up at 1-1. It'll be Rulli, Friesen, and Joseph here as this pitch chopped on the ground towards third. Third baseman Becker going to cut off his shortstop. Throw across is low, but dug out nicely right there by that first baseman Nathan Lee for a nice pick. We see that a lot, Randy, that third baseman with his energy going that direction, cutting off the shortstop who would have to come across the diamond, and a nice play right there by Joe Becker.
Yeah, he's got all the momentum just pushing him across that infield, and obviously an easier play for the third baseman. Cy mentioned 70 degrees back in Albany. It's the same here in Waconia, 70 at game time.
Did you bring your state tournament jacket?
I didn't. I was anticipating warm weather all day, Kirk.
Well, look where that got you yesterday. Got you a new jacket as the first offering in there for a strike to Tommy Friesen. That wind blowing kind of, what would you say, in from left field?
Yeah, a little different direction today.
Mossberg with some pop on the heater, missing outside to Friesen. Evening our count up at 1-1. Tommy in right field for longtime Hall of Fame manager Scott Marquardt. How about Tom Marquardt? Confusing my Marquardts. That'll happen plenty. You'll have to forgive me. As Randy mentioned last night, that is the Schlangen-Schaneberg Terrace syndrome we have, and it's right. Made its way to Kimball.
Yep, and it's Marquardt's, and then you look on the Union Hill team, there's a lot of Mossbergs and Beckers.
Yeah, two Mossbergs, two Beckers. As the 1-2 offering to Friesen, fastball missing high from Conrad Mossberg. He's the pitcher DH today, hitting for himself. As 2-2 the count. Friesen in that left-handed batter's box. 2-2 pitch. That's missing above the letters. We'll fill it up at 3-2. Jordan Joseph on deck for the Kimball Express. So the payoff pitch coming right here from Conrad Mossberg. Cut on and miss. And Friesen's out on strikes for out number two. Heater is a coming, huh?
Conrad Mossberg, what we've seen from him early, Kirby, is, good fastball and with that wind blowing in from left, he's not afraid to come right at these hitters.
This guy's not afraid of a heater. Jordan Joseph into the batter's box. Shortstop, he'll hit third for the Express. Two quick ones for Mossberg, his first offering to Joseph, as that misses inside, kind of forcing Joseph to spin out of there. A little off-speed pitch, late breaker. One ball the count. We're in the top of the first inning here. As Mossberg's 1-0 pitch, that's above the letters to Joseph. Now 2-0. State champions Kimball back in 2017, and this guy was a big part of that, Randy.
Oh, he was. Played shortstop for Kimball back then, and just a big bat.
2-0 pitch, popped up foul, and that one's going to twist out of play. Bulldogs in the field over at third base. We already heard about Joe Becker at third. Shortstop Nathan Berg at second base. It's Jacob Becker, and at first base, Nate Lee. In left field, Derek Mossberg. Center field, Adam Giesen. In right field, Jack Kreitzing. Behind the plate is Jack Giesen. Pitching is Conrad Mossberg. 2-1 the count right now on Jordan Joseph. Big right-hander. Red Union Hill jersey. White pants is 2-1 pitch. Missing above the letters to Joseph. Fastball, 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 fastball. As a 3-1 the count.
And that sure pops the mitt.
You can hear it. As Mossberg's 3-1 offering. That's fouled. Big swing right there by Joseph. He fouls that into the netting. Filling it up at 3-2.
Seeing that amount of pitches already, Jordan Joseph had his timing down pretty good on that pitch, Kirby.
So full boat with two gone and nobody on to the express shortstop. 3-2 pitch. Punch towards the right side. Lee, nice fielding play to his right. He'll easily win that race to the bag. And it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Conrad Mossberg as he retires the express in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Kimball goes in order in the first. Ben Johnson makes his way to the mound here in the for the bottom of the first inning. He'll be on the mound for Kimball today. We'll hear it in 1 minute. It's Kimball State Tournament Baseball here on your Sunday morning. He's Randy and I'm Kirby, and we're glad to be here in Waconia on KASM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Beautiful Sunday morning here in Chasmland. We're at 3 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 70 degrees here in central Minnesota. We take you back to Waconia. More baseball action with Kirby and Randy.
We thank you, Cy, as Cy brings us back. Randy, correct me. Was last weekend Cy's anniversary, or was that his cabin weekend?
I believe Cy and Janet were celebrating their anniversary week last week.
Cy, correct me. Which one was it last weekend?
You're both right. I was on vacation for the week, and our anniversary was on the 12th of August. So, yeah.
There we go. Well, you happy got anniversary it. To you and Janet as
Thank
a
you.
Suntanned Cy Funnenstein back at the sports studios in Albany as Cy recording our game today is on to the bottom of the first inning. Joe Becker, his first offering he sees from right-hander Ben Johnson, missing outside for a ball. Becker, Conrad Mossberg, and Nathan Berg do up for Union Hill here in the first. As Johnson right back, this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evens it up at 1-1. Saw a good heater from Mossberg. Johnson's bringing one, too.
Ben Johnson, of course, he's got a lot of pitching experience, pitch at St. Cloud State and with the Kimball Express for many, many years. And the right-hander's got some days off, so he's ready to roll.
Fresh arm as the 1-1 offering. That is punched foul on an inside-out swing right there from Becker. Johnson got it in on the hands. That's 1-2.
The other Class C game going on right now is over in Chaska this morning. Eagle Lake and Cannon Falls.
Johnson's 1-2 offering. Fastball missing high. Evens us up at 2-2.
Hamburg gets Class B baseball today.
As we will set the express up for you defensively, as Cade Marquardt back for a look on a pop foul, and he has a play and makes a play in front of the netting. Cade just casually making his way to the backstop. There is plenty of real estate behind the dish. Marquardt goes back. He did Randy's favorite move of tossing that mask right away. Came back and just a little Willie Mays Hayes basket catch right in front of the netting for out number one.
That is in his comfort zone, you can tell. Very comfortable making that catch.
Just went right back and caught it. Nice play by the catcher. Young catcher Cade Marquardt, who we saw kind of grow up in front of our eyes last year.
Played up in Itasca.
Region 15 seed tournament. It's Conrad Mossberg into the box. His first pitch he takes for a ball. Second pitch fouled off. Ooh, nice play by the on-deck batter, Nathan Berg. Little backhand with the left hand. No glove. At third base for Kimball, it is Michael Hoffman. Shortstop, Jordan Joseph. Second base, Scott Marquardt. At first base, Adam Beyer. As the 1-1 pitch, fouled again. Not again by Nathan Berg. Off the facing of the overhang, and it goes right to the on-deck circle. And I want to get a football and throw this guy some go routes, Randy. See what he can do with two hands on a ball.
You'll probably never see that in your whole life again.
1-2 offering. That's missing down. Evens us up at 2-2.
Couple ricochet shots right off the backstop, right to the on-deck hitter.
Austin Rulli's in left. Brooks Marquardt in center. In right field, it is Tommy Friesen. Cade Marquardt behind the plate. Ben Johnson on the mound as he gets a heater by Conrad Mossberg. Taste of his own medicine right there for strikeout number one and two down here.
Ben Johnson looks as sharp as a knife. Just, he's pinpoint accurate so far.
It'll bring Nathan Berg to the plate. Wind coming in from left field here as the first offering is just off the plate right there. Johnson tried nibbling that corner. Berg spit on it. 325 down the left field line, 370 to the gaps in left and right center as this pitch missing down and away. 325 down the right field line. Big blue fence. What is the, is it a padded fence? Have you gone out there?
I have not, no.
They have the mesh fencing in the foul territory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the outfield fence consists of. Is the 2-0 pitch is fouled into the netting by Nathan Berg. We'll have it be known that Nathan Lee did not catch that ricochet. So he's Nathan Berg. The on-deck hitter is Nate Lee. As a little drop down right there. Sidearm from Johnson. Comes across the zone with a nasty off-speed pitch. 2-2. Good luck with that one, Runcie.
Oh, my goodness.
2-2 the count. Off-speed or drops down again. This time it's the heater, and it's a swing and a miss from Nathan Berg. Little skip off the mound right there from Ben Johnson. You think he's feeling it, Randy?
He's feeling it. He's loving the day.
We saw a 1-2-3 top and 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning here on KASM. Runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Scoreless through one. On to the second coming up in a minute right here on your home for state tournament baseball in Central Minnesota, KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Albany Laundromat has recently been sold and is under new ownership. Watch for exciting new changes as the laundromat undergoes major renovations. Albany Laundry will have durable commercial-grade machines for those heavy-duty, hard-to-clean items. Please bear with us as the new improved Albany Laundry will be amazing. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
9 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 70 degrees, 70 beautiful degrees here in central Minnesota. And lots of sunshine. We take you back to Waconia. More exciting state baseball action. It's Kirby and Randy.
Thank you, Cy. To the second we go, it is Ben Johnson leading things off as he looks at a curveball inside from pitcher Conrad Mossberg. It'll be Ben Johnson, Scott Marquardt, Adam Beyer. Nice little 4-5-6 right there as the 1-0 pitch missing down. Now 2-0.
Put their years of service together for amateur baseball. You've got a lot of years.
It's pretty good resume as the 2-0 offering in there for a strike to Johnson. This guy can hit.
Yeah.
Cleanup spot for Tom Marquardt as the 2-1 pitch hit on the ground to the left. Diving stop by the shortstop. Low throw, and it's dug out nicely by the first baseman Nathan Lee. We saw Nathan Berg, make some nice plays on foul balls, Randy. Turns out he can do it between the lines as well.
That is an incredible play by the shortstop and equally as good a play over at first base to scoop out that one-hop shot that I mean, was delivered with a lot of velocity from the shortstop.
Very nice play right there to retire Johnson. Diving to his left was Nathan Berg. Comes up and fires a strike across as one away. And Scott Marquardt to the plate. Marquardt into the batter's box. First pitch missing for a ball from Conrad Mossberg. Second pitch is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to the Express second baseman. As this pitch waved at and missed by Marquardt, he's in a hole at 1-2. Longtime catcher. He sheds the pads to his son. Played a little third last year for Kimball. Now he's at second base. As Mossberg up on him, 1-2 pitch. That is tapped foul down the third baseline.
Admittedly, when I talked to Scott, my game of the week back in early June, Scott said, Randy, I haven't got a lot of at-bats yet this year. I've been following Kate around, watching him play college baseball.
1-2 pitch, punched right side. That'll make its way into right field. Jake Becker, the second baseman, Randy, he tracked it right there, but a little too much heat behind the Marquardt sharp single to right.
The old veteran, the 40-plus-year-old Scott Marquardt, getting it done in the game's first hit.
It's no stranger to mid-August baseball.
No, he's not.
Got maybe the biggest September home run in the state tournament's history with that walk-off bomb off Brad Mergen in 2017.
And MVP, right?
State MVP.
Yeah.
He had the MVP before he hit that walk-off home run.
That's right.
He had a monster state tournament that year as Adam Beyer looks at a first-pitch strike. Speaking of big September home runs, he cracked one out that got Kimball back in the game. Like Henry had like a two-run lead in the eighth inning. Beyer smacked a big two-run shot. And here's one left side, and that'll make its way into left field. Past the third baseman, Becker, and past the shortstop, Nathan Berg, to make its way into left for back-to-back singles by the Express veterans.
You bet. They hit them or they ain't. The ball that's got eyes. That's what Adam Beyer just put in the left field.
Sharply hit. It wasn't exactly, you know, candy hops right there by any means. Tough play for two guys and tough in the sense that they couldn't get there. So two on and one out. That'll bring young Cade Marquardt to the plate. His dad on second. Adam Beyer on first. First offering from Mossberg is in there for a strike. Conrad's been living low in the zone, Randy, hence the kind of those ground ball base hits we've seen thus far.
He cruised through the first inning. The second inning's given him a little problem.
One strike the count. Two on. Scoreless game as Marquardt fouls this one out of play. It's towards Randy and I's lunchtime spot. Food stand behind the first base dugout. 0-2 the count now on Marquardt. Stays out of the double play. It'll be Zach Dingman for Kimball here in the second. Marquardt leads from second as the two-strike pitch missing high for a ball right there from Mossberg. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Beyer from first, Scott Marquardt from second. The 1-2 pitch, that's slashed foul by Cade. You said he played at Itasca this year?
Yes, he did.
So you get that college baseball season into your amateur season. He's working on his 400th at-bat of the year.
Probably been seeing some kind of pitching since maybe December already.
1-2 the count. Mossberg's 1-2 pitch off speed that Marquardt fouls away.
Kirby, the game after this today, Fergus Falls and Hanska, interesting game because
local rooting interest?
Yeah, St. Martin will get the winner of that next Saturday at 1:30.
We talked to Carlos yesterday, and Carl said, well, I'm watching that middle game tomorrow for sure.
Yeah.
That's who we get next Saturday. 1-2 the count. 2-1, 1-out. This pitch hit on the ground, up the middle. The shortstop will go to the bag for one. His relay to first is high, and it's over the bag, and it's out of play. That will allow Scott Marquardt to come across to score. Nathan Berg, Randy, right to the bag, but his throw brought his first baseman, Nathan Lee. He couldn't quite catch it, and it goes out of play, and the Express get the first run.
Yeah, Nate Berg, he made a great play on that hard hit ball by Cade. And then, like we've seen many shortstops, instead of doing the flip, Kirby, he'll just take it himself, and that just natural follow-through, but his throw sailed over the first baseman, Lee.
Did he have Marquardt
if that throw was down.
Yeah, I think Cade beats it out yet, but I don't think Scott scores.
So the first run coming across this inning for Kimball here in the second. They still got a man at second, and lefty Zach Dingman to the plate as he looks at a first pitch strike from Conrad Mossberg. He got the pitch. He got the result he wanted, a hard ground ball to his shortstop, Nathan Berg. Berg threw it out of play, and the Express on the board first here in the second. One strike pitch missing up and away. Now one and one.
Zach Dingman, we'll see him throw innings for the Express as well.
One and one, the count with two away. Mossberg's pitch waved at and missed right there from Dingman.
Wonder how hard he's throwing.
Yeah.
I mean, that mitt is popping back here.
Ben Johnson, too. I think each of them got some smoke coming out of those right arms. Mossberg, a long pause. He looks at Marquardt. Cade with a huge lead at second, as this pitch is just off the corner right there. If that was Luxembourg, half the team would be on their way to the dugout, Randy. But Union Hill, they're going to wait for the ump to call it before they jog in. Congrats to the Brewers last night. Big victory over St. Benedict. 2-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Out on strikes goes Zach Dingman. He goes down looking for out number three, and that does it for the Express in the second. They strike first, though, scoring one run on two hits, a big Union Hill error, one runner left on base. An inning and a half. Scoreboard now reads 1-0 in favor of Kimball. On to the second. Right here, it's Kimball and Union Hill from Waconia, opening round of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Back in 1 minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo, New London.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're now at 18 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Temperature reading of 71 degrees. And yes, take me out to the ball game. We take you back to Waconia. More exciting baseball action with Kirby and Randy.
We'll bring you there, Si, as we welcome you back. Kimball up 1-0 as the Express score on an air. A couple sharp singles and a throwing error. And it'll be Nate Lee, Adam Giesen, Jack Kreitzen getting their first look at Ben Johnson pitching with the lead for the first time as Ben gets the sign from his catcher, Cade Marquardt, as Drake bunt attempt as the off-speed pitch drops in there for a strike.
Union Hill, an unincorporated community in Le Sueur and Scott counties. Community located just 4 miles west of New Prague, Kirby.
So you get New Prague making the state tournament. St. Benedict, who had a lot of guys that went to New Prague, and Union Hill, who have a lot of guys going to New Prague.
Little hotbed right there.
You got it. 1-1 the count right here. It's Johnson's 1-1 offering to Lee is off the plate for a ball. Now 2-1. St. Patrick as well. New Prague definitely represented here at the state tournament. As this pitch is laced into center field, Brooks Marquardt going over. Brooks on the run. He won't be able to get it as that ball drops. First hit of the afternoon for Nate Lee and for Union Hill.
Yeah, just hit where Brooks wasn't. Brooks tried to fill that gap and was able to knock it down and keep Lee to just a long single, Kirk.
Like he wanted to dive for it, but he just couldn't quite get there in time. He had that right-hander with the pitch with the ball kind of tailing away.
Yeah, and I think if there is a wind up there, it's maybe pushing it away from him, pushing him to the right field corner.
So a man on, Adam Giesen to the plate. Lee with his lead at first. First offering missing low for a ball scooped out of the dirt by the young athletic catcher, Cade Marquardt. No indication of bunt right there from Adam Giesen. As Johnson working from the set for the first time today here in the second inning. There's a square of a bunt, and the bunt pushed right back to Johnson. He's only got one play. flips it back to Beyer at first. Sacrifice in order as Lee checks into second. Doing his job right there, Adam Giesen.
Good bunt. Pushed it down the first base line and yep, got his man Lee into scoring position. Kimball, 2017 state champs, like Kirby had talked about, located right next to that railroad track. So if you go see a Kimball game, you're going to see three or four trains come through in the day, too.
That's why they're the express.
Yes, indeed.
When you broadcast there, is it, like, noticeable? Over the radio? You can hear it?
It is. You almost, like, shake with the train.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. It's that close.
Stepping on the tracks when the train's coming through.
It's
I like it.
It's pretty cool, though. It's like what I remember as a kid hearing the trains come through.
Johnny Cash Rothstein, here's the train a-coming. Jack Kreitzen into the box with the runner at second base is the tying run. Looks at a strike now, waves at a strike right there from Johnson. 0-2 the count. Kreitzen to be followed by Jacob Becker. Union Hill trying to even us up.
Kreitzen would like his own schnitzel bunk.
Kreitzen. First four letters of his name are in that song. Is this pitch fouled at home plate? Fouled back to the screen. 0-2 the count. Runner at second. It was a single and a sacrifice bunt to get Nate Lee. I'll get the Nate Nathans figured out one of these times. Two strikes to count. Johnson would love a punch out as this pitch fouled up the first base line. Stays at 0-2. Four games here today in Waconia. That Friday night game is going to be resumed after the Painesville-Austin game. So 0-2 the count. At second base is Nate Lee. He's the equalizer. Johnson drops down. This pitch chopped right back to Johnson. He's only got one play as the pitch took him to the right side of the infield. He flips over to Beyer to retire Kreitzen for out number two, and checking in at third is Nate Lee. Came with that sidearm sidewinder again, Randy.
You know, and he doesn't lose a whole lot of velocity when he comes from the side there, Kirby.
That's what makes it nasty.
It does. It's same speed, but a different angle. And actually, when you come from the side like that, it seems a lot faster.
Comes across.
Yeah.
As opposed to coming straight down as the first offering missing for a ball to Jacob Becker. 1-0 the count to Jacob. Johnson set, staring right at Lee at third base. 1-0 pitch, that's missing inside. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count. Express got one in the top of the second inning. Union Hill looking to make it even here in the bottom of the second. As the right-hander ready. Johnson's 2-0 offering, that's fouled at home plate. Big hack at that one from second baseman Jacob Becker.
Wasn't that just about up by his eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Hungry, hungry hippo as he... Yeah. Rattles the cage. You must have got the ump right there. Is Cade Marquardt going to go out and give the plate ump a moment? Union Hill and Kimball. No strangers to the big dance. Been here a lot recently. Kimball, as Randy said, champions in 17, but then the next year they made the final weekend. They made the semis.
They did.
In 2018. They state recognizing that as a third-place finish. So each team that loses in the semis is called the third-place team as the 2-1 pitch missing down and away. Now 3-1.
Yeah, 2003, 14, 15, 17, 18, 2020, and 21 now. Made it back in the 80s. They had a nice run in the 80s, 3 years, and in the 70s, 3 years.
3-1 pitch. That is outside for a ball. First walk issued on the day by Ben Johnson, and it's to the seven-hitter, Jacob Becker. That'll bring the catcher, Jack Green, to the plate. Green discards the tools of ignorance. Jack Giesen, excuse me. Jack Giesen, my apologies. Two Giesens. Two Beckers. Two Mossbergs. For those Bulldogs from Union Hill. First and third now, two away in a 1-0 game. As Johnson set. First offering to Giesen, missing for a ball. Saw that just laser control from Johnson in the first inning. Falling behind here as the second inning's gotten a tad longer. No runs have been pushed across, but he is facing his fifth batter of the inning. As the 1-0 pitch curves in there nicely, evens it up at 1-1.
Just joining us, it's 1-0 Kimball. They picked up a run in the second inning. We sit here in the bottom of the second.
1-1 the count. Nate Lee's on third. Singled, was bunted to second. Got to third on a right side ground up. 1-1 pitch, chopped on the ground. This will be a tough play. Joseph Fields, he throws right on the money. Jordan makes it happen at shortstop. 6-3 on the putout of Jack Giesen, and that does it for Union Hill here in the second. They score no runs on one hit. There were no Kimball errors. Two runners left on the corners. We have played two. 1-0, it says on the scoreboard. Sponsored by Waconia Fire Department in right field. On to the third, coming up in 1 minute. It is Kimball State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
And we are now at 28 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. And just want to mention to you folks, as we take you back to Waconia, Kirby and Randy, there is a car fire on the interstate just by the St. John's exit in the eastbound lane. Our angel Joe Gill just stopping in. He forgot his cell phone, so he came and delivered the message in person. It doesn't get any better than that here at Chasm, does it, guys?
No. You got, boy, I don't know if Joe's been called an angel since his first birthday, but bringing the news for you. As we're on to the third inning with the play-by-play, it's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. Brooks Marquardt, the number nine hitter, leads off the third with a shot right back up the middle that just about take Conrad Mossberg's knees out. And the Express start the inning with their third hit. Austin Rulli now to the plate. Austin 0 for 1 today, a ground ball to third in his first at bat. He has the pitch, a strike call to Mr. Rulli, and 0-1. Brooks Marquardt taking himself about a three-step lead. Looking to bunt is Rulli. Beautiful bunt down the first baseline. He's going to beat this out. A perfect bunt that the first baseman lead in charge. He was waiting for his pitcher to get to it, and Mossberg just late to the show.
Yeah, Mossberg maybe a little slow off the mound, but I don't see why Nate Lee didn't just go grab that and try to tag Rulli.
He could have easily. Yeah.
You're holding the runner on. Where the ball got bunted, it was right up that first base line. But
right there.
Lee made the business move, saying, I'm gonna let the pitcher come get this one, and he'll flip it to me. And now there's runners at first and second with Friesen at the plate.
Tommy Friesen probably going to square to bunt, and he does as he bunts this one foul to the backstop and 0-1. That was a great bunt by Austin Rulli. Just stayed maybe 6 inches or so off that grass and that dirt line down the first baseline. And
you talked about it during the Lux game yesterday too, Randy. The fair line to the grass, it's what, maybe the length of a baseball? So he put that right inside that first base line.
Oh, just a beautiful bunt. See if Friesen's got bunt on again here. He's down in the count 0-1. Beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Fielding it is Mossberg. Throw to first, and they just barely get Friesen as the Tommy Friesen scooted down that line. Good hustle. Moving the runners to second and third, and now you got your big sticks up here. Jordan Joseph, Ben Johnson, Scott Marquardt. runners in scoring position.
Boy, Mossberg, the pitcher who throws gas, Randy, just kind of lollipops, not the right word, but between throwing it hard and a lollipop, he just kind of coasted it over to his second baseman covering up, which is Jacob Becker. That's what made it more interesting.
Yes, it did.
Infield stays back up the middle here, conceding a run.
It's Jordan Joseph at the plate. Jordan, who is known for not getting cheated on his swings, swings and misses strike one. It's good to see Jordan back in the Express lineup. Been absent there last year for sure. He was not with Kimball. As he fouls this one back and out of play, even his foul balls go a long ways.
They do.
It's all the way over the press gate, fan admittance area. Brooks Marquardt, he's over at third. At second base, Dustin Rooley. 0-2 the count to Jordan Joseph outside the pitch. And the count, one ball, two strikes.
Mossberg in some hot water right here for Union Hill as the Express are a threatening.
1-2. Kick the pitch, and Joseph sticks the bat out, fouls this down the right field line, and that's going to bounce into the corner. And the count stays 1-2.
So you're only in the third inning, but you're down by a run. If Kreitzen catches that ball, giving up a run, would you potentially drop that?
No, I'd get the out.
Go get the out?
I'd get the out.
Three-hitter up right here?
I mean, realistically, you got to score runs to win this game, and right now you haven't scored any. So, yeah, get some outs. Here's Joseph. He'll pop this one up shallow right field. This will be an interesting play. Kreitzen there in the corner makes the catch. Brooks Marquardt going to tag. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time. And I'm surprised Austin Rooley didn't take third on the play as Brooks slides across the plate safe. 2-0 Express. Rooley hangs out at second. Sack fly by Jordan Joseph.
Yeah, it was a strong throw coming in from Kreitzen in right field, but Brooks just outrunning it right there. Maybe hit a little too deep as the RBI sack fly for Joseph for out number two as the small ball pays off for the Express, Randy.
Base hit, sack. Get a run. Here comes cleanup hitter Ben Johnson to the plate. Another runner in scoring position out at second. Ben, 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to short in his first at bat. First pitch to Johnson is a strike called in 0-1. Mossberg on the mound. He'll come home, and Johnson, swing and a miss, strike two.
Nasty hook right there from Mossberg.
0-2 the count. 2-0 Kimball with the lead, top of the third inning. Looking back to second, and the pitch to Ben is a little low and away, and the count, a ball and two strikes.
Good crowd on hand. Plenty of those red Union Hill caps to our right, Randy.
1-2, Johnson, ground ball to second. Picked up cleanly there by Jacob Becker over to first, 4-3 on the putout, and that'll end the Express third. They gather another run, scoring one on two hits. No errors and one left on base. We played 2.5. Kimball 2, Union Hill nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in 1 minute.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the